So along with that, the neocons then were saying, see, we won the war in Iraq. If you recall, there was a Newsweek cover that was entitled Victory at Last. It turned out we didn't have a victory in Iraq, but that was sort of the conventional wisdom, misguided as it was.
Mm-hmm.
So within this sort of world, this sort of bubble of nonsense, the David Petraeus was sort of elevated into this hero status. You know, if you want to give credit for some of those more positive developments in Iraq, you really should go back to Casey and Abizaid, who were pushing for the smaller footprint. And in fact, although people don't like the guy, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld had backed them. He was pushing for even a smaller footprint. He was pushing for a faster withdrawal. What was misunderstood in 2006 was that Rumsfeld had sided with his generals in pushing for a faster withdrawal from Iraq. And it was Gates who was brought in at the time, people thinking he was going to bring about the withdrawal, but he was actually taking the other side, and Petraeus, who were pushing for a deeper involvement in this, throwing more men and more soldiers and money into this mess. So the people got that whole story wrong. And then when it came to how you evaluated it, and when you get to 2008, it was the successful surge, and mm-hmm. everyone placed the better situation, the moderately better situation in Iraq, and gave credit to the surge and to Petraeus.